According to Utah Democratic Party Chairman Jim DeBacus, Utah was once fifth in the nation in voter participation. Today, he says the state has hit rock bottom. And if we hope to change Utah, he says, we have to change the electorate. Even though Utah is one of the reddest states in the country, Democratic leader Howard Dean says it doesn't mean that you have to give up on the state.
I think if you're going to have a national party, it should be a national party for everybody. And that includes Utah. I think that Democrats can do well in Utah. My cousin, as you may remember, was the mayor of Salt Lake County for two terms and served with great distinction, and was reelected in an area that had not been Democratic before. And today, I think people have a different understanding of what Democrats are about. I think Utah Democrats are fiscally conservative, which I think the electorate likes. I think they're good at managing things. And so there's no reason to give up on Utah just because I'm a Democrat.
The state hopes to get 40,000 new registered voters for the 2014 election. Dean thinks the majority of them could be Democrats.
And we believe that the majority of them are likely to vote Democratic, are likely to be more progressive on education, likely to be more pro-environment. And so we got to get those folks registered to vote and get them to the polls. And I think that can happen, but it can't happen if you stay in Washington and don't pay any attention to what's going on in Utah.
The state party has its sights on ending the Republican supermajority, electing Democrats up and down the ticket, and recruiting aggressive, active, committed, and hardworking individuals to help Utah follow the path set by other Western states like Colorado and Nevada. Dean says the state party has a good team in place to do that.
They've got a terrific executive director, a terrific new chairman who's also one of the leaders in the leadership in the legislature. And so we haven't been in this good shape in Utah for a long, long time. In the West, in the conservative West, things have been generally trending Democratic. Colorado is a pretty Democratic. Nevada is pretty Democratic. New Mexico, Arizona voted for Bill Clinton at least once. Utah and Idaho are more conservative. But I think at the end of the day, conservatives like well-run places, too. Conservatives like an emphasis on getting jobs, too. And so I don't see why Democrats should be apologetic because we believe that the environment is important and that education is important and that good health care is important.
Technology, he says, is also going to make a huge impact on upcoming elections.
It allows us to compete with the mega corporations that are funding the Republicans. We can now go out and get several hundred thousand people to give us a few dollars apiece, and that can not match but keep up with the big money from all the multinational corporations that are funding the Republicans. Second of all, it does put us in touch with young people in ways that we haven't been before. And the young turnout in the last two general elections, presidential elections, has been really good. In fact, the first time that President Obama ran, we had actually a higher percentage of younger voters than we did of seniors, which is unheard of. The Internet is a game changer because it increases participation, and the more people that vote, the more likely it is that Democrats win.
Dean will be making several stops across the state, including one in Park City tomorrow at the home of Burton and Stephanie Ritchie. He says he'll talk about the electorate's changing demographics because there's no future, he says, in what the Republicans are offering if they continue to exclude large groups of voters.
I mean, they may be able to hang on because they have lots of money and they pass all these terrible voter restriction bills in places like North Carolina and Texas, but they're not going to hang on long. And so probably most of my talk is going to be about the changing demographics. I'm actually probably even going to talk a little bit about what the Republicans would have to do in order to get this group, because they can get this group on economics, and they keep thinking that's going to be enough, but they forget that all their friends are the people who they're attacking all the time. And that's just not going to ever work with people under 35.
To attend tomorrow's fundraiser, go online to deanparkcity.eventbrite.com. $25 to $250 donations are suggested. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.